Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. My name's Rodney, joined, as always, is Will and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
And special guest today, one of the five people that listen to this podcast, we have Paul from Florida. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. What, do you have a favorite episode from that one we've done, or what?
I would say my favorite episode would be definitely the E3 one. There was definitely a lot of there was a lot of funny stuff going on there, and it was a really good place to hear everything in one place and to know what's good.
For sure, yeah. And we have a small clip from that. Our personal favorite, and Paul agrees. So here it is.
Do you know what they need to do? They need to make this, but this kid in a Home Alone game where people try to break in your house and you set up traps and stuff. This guy looks exactly like Macaulay Culkin. It's
Man,
crazy.
That's basically like zombies from Call of Duty.
That's funny. Macaulay Culkin in a zombies game? That needs to happen. If you guys are listening, put Macaulay Culkin in a zombies game that takes place in like a cul-de-sac.
The uncoked version of Macaulay Culkin would be the better choice.
I think. Hell no. Get the coked version of him in there.
All right, so yeah, that was a fun episode we did a couple weeks ago, and then we took a kind of a long hiatus, unfortunately, but we're back at it, and today we're going to talk about Fortnite Season 5, and Anthem also released some more gameplay footage, so we're going to discuss that, and all that is coming up right now. All right, so we played some Fortnite last night. We talk about Fortnite a lot on this podcast, but seems to be the more popular topic. So, Mark, you didn't play with us last night, unfortunately.
No, I got home at like.
Oh right, you were working
last night.
I was actually looking at the friends list. Me and Will were like looking for a fourth, and we're like, Mark and Brandon, Brian, what the hell are they doing? Oh right, they're working. But, we had a lot of fun last night. I got my kills in Fatal pretty quickly, and then it basically went downhill from there.
You know what looks pretty cool are those, like, which I haven't seen it in-game yet, but, like, these rings you have to dive through now?
Yes. You have to dive through 20 rings as part of the Week 10 challenge. It's, it's easy, but you got to line up.
It takes a couple games.
Yeah, it'll take at least, like, 11 or 12 games.
At least 20 games.
Yeah, at least 20 games. So
you can get like 3 rings usually per drop, but it takes time
for sure.
Dude, you see him from the battle bus, or do you have to jump first?
You can see him from the battle bus, so you know where you want to jump.
Okay.
Where are we jumping, boys?
Junction yesterday over and over again.
Well, yeah, it's because people kept sniping my freaking chests that I had to get.
Oh, there's a challenge there. That's right, because I hate Junk Junction. Whenever I go there, it's always a chasing the storm game.
Well, that's the same with like Lucky Landing or Moisty. Sometimes you get lucky with Moisty, but.
But don't you feel like I feel that like you never get like I hardly ever get lucky with Junk Junction. Like there's more chance of the storm falling down below by Lucky Landing because that's kind of close to Greasy Grove,
yeah,
and it's right underneath Fatal Fields. Well, but Junk Junction's up in the corner with Haunted Hills, and they never get any love.
You know what? I was actually talking about this last night. I'm kind of curious as to how the game decides where the circle's going to go. Like, is it predetermined, or is it based upon how many, like, where people land? Like, if the majority of the people land, you know, it's, towards Moisty Myers' side, then does it put the circle on the opposite side of them, or what?
I've heard it's, like, it has a little to do with the bus route, and then a little RNG.
Right. I mean, the RNG, like, makes
it'll,
sense.
Like, it'll take where the bus is landing, and it'll have two or three from that bus route. It'll have two or three predetermined spots where the storm could go from that line.
Got it. When are we going to see that backpack that tells you where the storm goes? Because that'll be really helpful for sure.
Ooh.
Maybe season five.
Maybe season five. Yeah, you never know. So, Paul, you just told us just before we weren't on the air there that you've just recently started playing Fortnite, period. How's that experience been going for you?
I've learned how to die a lot of times. I'd love to say it's a good time to start playing Fortnite, although I've never started playing Fortnite before. But it's a good time to start because that free mode is still, the playground is still open.
Yeah, the playground mode. Yeah, and there's actually been some controversy. Controversy. about the playground mode getting taken out of the game completely. It was a limited time mode, but everyone's like, no, leave that in, because we've needed that since season one.
Yes, well, please. You know,
a lot of the pros are also using the playground mode to do 1v1 build fights.
Yeah, right. And not only that, it just, like, it gives you, it, like, it teaches you how to build. People are complaining and they want to nerf mats in this game because, like, people get upset, they don't know how to build, and some guy can build circles around them. Well, now this gives you the tool to learn without fear of dying. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, an hour of straight building however you want, however you can.
And Mark, you said this the other day too, is with the building aspect, they've given us a lot of tools to counteract all the people that can build. They've given us C4, there's rockets, there's grenade launchers.
There's the mini gun, the LMG.
Yeah.
If you think it, like, that's the problem, is like, if you see a guy and he's just building straight up, well, you look at that and you fall down to the bottom, and then you just shoot the one thing that's holding up his whole platform.
Yeah, and make him take fall damage.
Yeah.
Or I saw a video the other day that some guy had 5 jump pads, and it was 1v1 at the end. The circle is basically, like, 20 feet wide, and he built a platform, threw his jump pad on there, jumped up, and as he would jump up, he kept building more walls, and then he would build another platform and then put another jump pad on. He did that 5 times and he got really high in the air, and then buddy down below destroyed his tower, and he jumped down and he no-scoped headshotted him and killed him and won the game before he hit the ground. I was like, what?
Wow. Actually, I've seen a lot of pros doing that now, where they put a jump pad right on the ground, use it, and then they build really quick, like 10 stories, and then use another one.
Like, I would not be able to do that on controller. Like, I'm just thinking about building all those walls. And, like,
you should switch over to mouse and keyboard.
No, dude, I did that. I've done that a couple times. I'm like, oh, I'll give it another shot, and then it's always just an, like, epic train wreck.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. Because I don't have a gaming mouse, I just have the standard, you know. Yeah.
What do you play on, Paul?
I play on PS4, and I got myself a SCUF controller a couple weeks ago, and getting used to using that. That's meant for Dark Souls right now. Got to figure out what I'm going to do with it involving Fortnite.
Right on, dude. What did you? Because me and Will have also been looking into getting SCUF pads. What did you go with? Did you customize your own?
I customed it. I got the second controller that they released. I cannot remember its name right now.
Impact.
Impact. Yes, thank you. The Impact. Yeah, it's I got, you know, it has the 4 paddles in the back, and then you can customize those. You get the little magnet thing. You can customize those on the fly for whatever game you're playing. You know. Yeah. I've been playing Dark Souls Remastered. I have left and right paddles doing my run and jump. One of them is circle button run and jump, and the other one is triangle to go two hand on a weapon. And then the left the left two paddles are switch weapons, left and right D-pad.
So right. Never, so now, you never have to take your hands off of like the joysticks.
Yeah, never take your hands off of joysticks, and everything is removable. You get a key to remove the left and right joysticks, and then you can buy just the joystick, just the analog sticks online, and then put in longer ones or whatever shape ones you want and stuff like that.
Because I'm seriously considering getting one too. Me and Will were probably actually going to wait for the Vantage that comes out in August.
But yeah, I saw that.
I was also looking at some of the comments, and some of them were like, oh, just used it for a few hours and it's like falling apart. So is the quality good though?
I find the quality to be fine. I mean, I'm not running hard. Where it's going to be tested is probably when like something like, I don't know, next Devil May Cry game or something, controller destroying game comes out. I mean, I don't tend to throw controllers, but I do tend, but I, some games just have you like just running those buttons like crazy. And that's like a Devil May Cry kind of game.
It's funny that you said throwing controllers, because has anyone ever been so mad that they threw a controller? I definitely have.
I have. Dark Souls 2.
Oh yeah, Dark Souls for sure. No, for me,
I came closest with Dark Souls, I'd say.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I have too, and it was like last boss of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I was fighting Malak, and I was the hardest class, and I was so underleveled, and I couldn't beat him, and I actually was trying to glitch beat him, and I got super close, and I died, and I'd probably tried over 100 times to beat this guy, so it was when I was so close, and I died, I was just raw emotion, I didn't even think, and I just whipped the controller at the ground.
Shit. Oh,
man. I've done it, the Dark Souls, I came so close. I lost like 100,000 souls. I think I was playing Dark Souls 3. And I lost like 100,000 souls, and I just died. And I'm like, okay, all right. And I placed the controller down in front of me, because I knew if I held it for another second, it would be going. I'm like, this is a normal part of the game. It's supposed to happen. It's a learning experience. But, you know, deep breaths. Yeah. Here we go.
Yep.
Yeah. My 360 controller wasn't that lucky. Dark Souls 2, it hit the wall.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I threw my game cartridge for Advance Wars 2 across the room. I got so mad at it. Oh yeah, oh, I just ripped it right out of the GBA.
At least those things are meant to take a beating.
Man, you could like throw a freaking GBA as a fucking grenade and it would do some damage.
Yeah.
It's like that and the DS always found, like, the original DS is like built like a tank. I think it's like made for...
Yeah, and then they made it, they wanted to make it all, you know, super slim and thin, and then you breathe on it and the freaking screen bends over backwards and wires are sticking out.
Yeah.
So, getting back to Fortnite, have any of you guys heard what's going on with Season 5?
I keep getting teased.
I've heard very little.
Yeah, I keep getting teased by Will. He's like, oh, there's some cool stuff happening. And then he doesn't really elaborate.
Because it's cool, like, there's just certain spots around the map that they're going to be gone. So, Lonely Lodge, the motel, parts of retail, and there's Tomato
Town. Greasy Grove. And,
yeah, Greasy Grove, yeah, there's a bunch of places. And I think, well, what's been leaked on the internet, and what me and Will were thinking too, is these are time portals, and so they're going to start putting new there's going to be where Lonely Lodge is, there's going to be a dinosaur cave, and then apparently there's supposed to be dinosaurs.
Hang on before we move on, dinosaur park. So if I kill a dinosaur, do I get hella mats or what?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. They said there's dinosaur eggs, and then they said, and dinosaurs, .. So, like, I don't know what's going to go
right
down
here.
There.
The only thing left of Lonely Lodge will be the tower covered in vines. More dinosaur footprints will be scattered around what was Lonely, and plants will be growing all over it. It will now be renamed Jurassic Jungle. The And the lodge will now be a cave with dinosaur eggs. A cave will also be found behind the small waterfall linked to the one with the eggs. Chests can be found by the cave, in the tower, or behind the waterfall. Oh, and there will also be dinosaurs.
Hmm. That's cool. So
you know what I think would be cool is if they like put some things in Fortnite that you had to watch out for. Like, not like a world event, but like, say, like, monsters or animals or something. So while you're doing the battle royale, you're also like, oh crap, there's like a tiger or something after me, and you gotta shoot it.
Well, that was my next point, was there's all these dinosaurs that'll most likely stomp on you and kill you, and there's gotta be a reward of some sort in that dinosaur cave, like the backpack that shows you where the circle goes.
Right? Who knows? From what they said for that backpack, there might only be one or two per game.
Yeah, and who better to guard it than a dinosaur? It's gonna be like a llama. It's gonna be like a llama, yeah. That moment when you find the llama literally and you're by yourself and like lucky, you're like, what? Yeah.
I've heard there's more llamas in Playground.
Oh, there's tons.
Yeah.
Yeah, they increase the llama. I haven't seen one yet, but you know. I got it.
It takes twice as long.
Three, just like, on the in the like the downstairs like street area of Tilted Towers. I was like, okay, llama, what are you doing in Tilted?
Man, that'd be a bloodbath if that was an actual game. Just like a llama right in the middle of Tilted. Oh.
And have any of you guys seen these 1v1s that the pro players are doing?
I've been watching them, man. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're good. Then what they do is they farm, they'll farm everything, and then they'll make these little boxes where they'll put all their supplies in. Mm-hmm. And then they like start on opposite ends of Tilted, and they'll just go 3, 2, 1, go, and boom, they start building and try and get high ground and stuff. It's pretty good.
And they build at each other, and then once some of them set like a time, so because you know how it counts down instead of up, so it'll be like, okay, at 33:40, we will attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they just 1v1 each other.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I actually was watching, and like, you know what? There's this guy who plays for FaZe. His name is FaZe Tempo. And I don't know if he was in the tournament or not. He's this 19-year-old kid. I mean, man, he's way better than Ninja. I think he's probably the best Fortnite player in the world.
Oh, dude,
I
was watching him. He's amazing. I watched him just destroy my team yesterday. He was playing solo squads during the Friday night Fortnite tournament. And he killed Typical Gamer and Sword Thieves. It was hilarious because Sword's like, I think Tempo's in the game, and he's like, wait a second, I think Tempo just killed me.
Dude, I was watching this guy 1v1 like 10 different pros, and he smashed them all. He even 1v1'd like Tufu and I can't remember not Noah.
Yeah.
And he had 25 health, and they didn't even touch him.
Yeah, dude, it was the same thing yesterday. They just saw this lone guy, they pushed him, and he destroyed them.
Yeah, like, he's definitely my favorite player.
And then they invited him into their Discord, and he's like, was that you guys? He's like, yeah. He's like, did I just cost you money? He's like, yep. He's like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they were actually playing?
They were playing in the tournament, and they ran into him just playing casually.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they were facing Myth and Hams, dude, and they weren't doing too bad, and then they just run into FaZe Tempo, and he destroyed them.
Wow. No wonder he was apologizing. I didn't get that part, why he would be apologizing. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude, they were playing for the finals for the loser's bracket, so...
Right. That's such bad luck.
Oh, look, there's a little potato right there growing, and then all of a sudden this potato just smashes you.
Yeah. They didn't really know what happened. They had to watch the replay, and then they're like, oh, I see Tempo's in the game, and then there's like, wait a second, isn't that Tempo eliminating you?
That potato line gets me every time. It's funny. Anyway, so what else is changing on the map for Fortnite Season 5?
The motel will disappear and become a Wild West location. The motel will also become a saloon. By the saloon, there will be a jail. The jail will have a small room about the size of the old motel. There will be carriages, dead animals, and horses will be littered around the area.
Dead animals?
There will also be train rails. with a train, and the saloon will have chests and ammo boxes inside.
And all that's in there are revolvers. That is all. So,
how do you guys like the dual pistols they've added recently?
They have good burst damage, like if you can get a good headshot, but if you're constantly trying to shoot and they're jumping around, it's garbage.
Yeah.
I like the dual pistols. I think they're super strong, even for like competitive, like for competitive players. Like they said they would use them.
I've always found dual pistols to be an interesting thing in games in general. Has anybody ever played a Red Faction Armageddon?
Yep.
Remember, like, one of your first weapons is dual pistols. And yeah, it's like, and I remember the description saying highly accurate. And I've gone to a gun range a few times, and highly accurate does not describe holding a different gun in each hand and firing them both at the same time. I always thought that game is really going for a little bit of realism. Those things were like pinpoint accurate, and it was just hilarious just to see that. At least Fortnite's taking, you know, they're not going to be able to like snipe somebody with your dual pistols or anything.
Unless you're ninja, and yeah, then you can.
Actually, I've had some pretty good kills with the blue revolver too. You get a headshot with that thing, and it can nuke someone.
Oh, I can't line anybody up.
It can that. Early game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't line anybody up with a revolver.
The only times I've ever done it, I've felt so lucky.
Pretty much.
Oh, but you know what, actually...
Like, I'm about to die, and I just flick to them and hit R2, and it's like, oh!
You know what gun is actually really awesome is the drum gun.
I love the drum
gun. The drum gun's amazing. It has a really...
Yeah, it's my favorite drum gun.
It has a really good rate of fire, it has a really low recoil, and it doesn't have a big bullet spread, and it just slays. It's great.
I have to agree with that, too. It's really good.
So...
Okay,
I wish actually on that one gun though, the crosshair on it, it could get a little smaller.
Yeah,
that is true. The yeah,
like when you go and especially when you're crouching and you're aiming, it's still pretty like wide.
I've noticed that especially when I was trying to destroy a ramp from far away, like someone was building a tower to the like a ramp to the sky. And it was pretty far and I didn't have anything long range other than the drum gun yesterday, and my burst, I kind of it was really wide.
Yeah,
I've heard that they're trying to remove guns' abilities to destroy objects, or well, not remove it, but you know, I mean, like
no, they did that for the shotguns.
Oh, just shotguns, all right.
Yeah, the shotguns used to do mad damage. Like one shotgun, like a good shotgun damage, could like almost destroy like a wooden ramp.
Right. Yeah. Actually on that note, I don't think bullets, like literally 3 or 4 shots can take down a tree. It's like, I don't know. I think that should be nerfed too, because when you have no mats, like literally all you have is a tree to freaking hide behind.
Yeah. Like me yesterday.
Yeah. So anyways, next thing on the list there, Mr. Will,
the large soccer field will become the Pyramids of Giza.
They like literally just put that in. Like they put that in like 3 weeks ago, and now it's gonna be something. Yeah,
pretty
else.
Much just for though that
the
weekly challenge and the World Cup.
Right.
So yeah, it'll become the Pyramids of Giza. There will be a lion statue at the pyramid, which will be the Sphinx. The pyramids are accessible through every side and at the top. The Sphinx can be only accessed from its behind. So you're gonna have to crawl through a anus.
Well, that's actually accurate though.
I know.
Yeah.
Giant sand dunes will be around the area. Chests and ammo boxes can be found in all areas.
Yeah, I was gonna make a bad joke about the Sphinx anus again, but I thought. but no, that I like I love Egypt, so that's I'll be visiting that place quite a bit probably.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. So
another thing I wanted to point out, if anyone noticed yesterday when we were landing in Moisty quite a bit, is I'm pretty sure it was there, but there is now a big pirate ship anchor on the ground.
Oh, really? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so apparently Moisty Mire is going to become the pirate's hangout.
Nice. It'll probably
Moisty. I think they're starting to bring in these items from those different time periods, because I'm pretty sure the anchor would fit the pirates, at least. That's what I would think.
Well, maybe Moisty used to be underwater. So, yeah, that's probably what's going on. Yeah, okay.
So it says Moisty Mire will be replaced with Pirate's Point. There will be pirate ships all on the sand and a pirate camp there filled with decor, gold, skulls, cannons, and a cave that you can enter and loot. The boats and caves will have the chests.
Nice.
Yeah, new season. Shake it all up.
Yeah,
All this now, I got to go and explore all this before it all goes away, because I just started playing, so.
And yeah, Moisty Mire, I think we've talked about this before, it used to be so barren, season one and two, there was nothing to do in Moisty Mire. The drops there was basically none, and now, even right now, it has that film set there with the prison just north of it. It's hype for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and there's actually a lot of, broken down houses too, just kind of on the outskirts of the mire. So yeah. they just buffed that side of the map
for sure.
Yeah. Lucky Landing is also going to be removed because it's actually just a seasonal location. Mark, nice video. Castle will be replaced with walls around it. The castle will have an armory with swords, stables for the horses. Chests and ammo boxes will be found around the area. I'm kind of excited. I don't know. Personally, I really like landing at Lucky, even though we usually have to chase the storm.
I don't really like Lucky that much. I like more Moisty or going to one of the cities like Greasy.
No, I disagree, man. The Lucky's freaking awesome. You go there, and 7 times out of 10, nobody lands with you, and you just get the whole place to yourself, and you get good loot at Lucky, and then when people do land with you, they're usually nub as hell.
Mm-hmm. And then you can also push Fatal Fields.
Yes.
And especially with the challenge there, it makes it easy to get in there, because there's lots of people.
Yeah.
And they're usually in a fight, so you can just come in behind and take advantage. It also says animals are going to be added to Fortnite. All animals are going to be like decorations. They'll block you from walking through them, but they can be broken.
Okay. Ew, this all sounds so interesting. I'm just thinking about places that used to be on the map before Season 3. One of those would have been Dusty Depot, which irritated me quite a bit. Because you land at Dusty Depot and you would land... And then you'd find all ammo or all health related items, and then you wouldn't find a weapon, and then the one weapon that's actually a Dusty Depot somebody else would get and kill you with.
Pretty much. Apparently there's going to be a T-Rex at Jurassic Jungle, and a pterodactyl will fly around the tower.
Yeah, and again, do they do anything?
That's all going to be cosmetic.
Unless you walk under, go check out the T-Rex, and next thing you know, he just bites your head off. It's like, oh, he does something.
It's probably a chest inside the T-Rex, and it's bait.
Yeah. Horses will trot around the Wild West. Saloon can be seen tied to posts outside the saloon in the jungle, but like you said, doesn't look like they're going to be able to do anything. They're more of cosmetic items.
You can't ride the horses into the divot and just
no
snipe some guy. No, that's too bad.
Parrots will fly around Pirate's Point and land on the trees, boats, and caves.
Yeah.
Haunted Hills will now have bats. Fatal Fields and Anarchy Acres will hold crows, sheep in the barns, and horses in the stables.
Yeah, I just see that going terribly bad. So you probably can't, you'll waste ammo shooting these sheep and then nothing will happen. They'll just look at you what are you doing?
I love that. That was perfect.
And then be able to skydive on a pterodactyl, you know.
Yeah, what if you get on the T-Rex and then he flings you, into the next town? So.
We'll be trying all this stuff.
I found a video also that apparently the Season 5 Battle Pass has been leaked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the cosmetics and all the skins have been leaked.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a quick look at this and we can talk about it.
Man, they got to fire somebody at Epic Games because there's a lot of stuff gets leaked.
I do this on purpose.
Yeah, well, no, they totally do. They totally do. Like, oh, yeah. It's for publicity, right? If they just say, oh, hey, we're announcing this stuff, then it's like, okay, cool. But
after the week one leak or week two leak, you think, like, the guy would have been caught and fired.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if they just set up this, like, this intern that they would just he's just there to be fired and blamed for the leak.
Yeah, yeah.
it's like oh yeah, you know, I'm working for us for a couple months now, you know, so time to scapegoat you.
Yeah. Maybe it's not such a big deal anymore after the Walmart employee dropped the E3 list, and now it's like, oh man, it couldn't be that bad.
Yeah,
he got promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did not happen.
Yeah.
He will not be working at Walmart anymore, and he's probably not going to be able to find a job very easily.
Well, I don't think they'll
get fired from Walmart on your resume does not look good at all.
And he'll get hired by Epic Games, be like, hey, you want to be our leaker?
Yeah.
We're around town.
Yeah.
Basically, from what I'm watching from this video, it doesn't actually show the skins. There's going to be basically a skin for all these new maps. There's going to be a time travel scientist, but apparently the tier 100 skin is going to be called the Cursed Captain.
Buddy, that sounds badass. I don't spend money on Fortnite other than to get the battle pass, but that sounds like something that I would definitely sink my anchor into.
Yeah, I need 8 more levels to hit season level 80 so I can max out my Omega skin. So I'm going to be playing a lot of Fortnite this weekend.
Yeah. Yep,
that's what I'm going to be doing after.
I'll be trying to join you. Yeah.
Do your best, Robin.
Yeah. The old ball and chain.
She runs the house.
Yeah, she's restricted my game playing to 2.5 hours a week, and I obviously
a week or a day?
A week. A day?
No.
Yeah.
I thought you were getting 2.5 hours a day. I didn't think it was a week.
No, it was a week, and I definitely have not been following that. She'll go to sleep, and I'll just get up and be like, hey, yeah, Fortnite, and I'll play to 1 in the morning.
Yeah, like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
I want to also touch up on that. What do you guys think about that article that came out saying that anyone that plays 5 hours a week of games is addicted and it's being considered a mental illness?
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I mean, like, these are people are saying this that have never actually really got into a video game, because there is no video game out. Well, there are a few, but there's no games out there that you can't, some games you can't do anything in an hour or two. Like, you actually have to sink 3 or 4 in to progress.
Yeah.
A percent.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The closest I've gotten to being addicted was when Guild Wars 2 first came out, and I put 3 straight days into that game, and I'm like sitting there in my underwear at the desk, like, playing this game, and then I just stopped, and I'm just like, what am I doing with my life? And then I just stopped, but it took me 3 days, but that was the worst it ever got.
It must have been some sort of like moment where you were where just for a second the screen went dark and you saw your own reflection in it.
And bags under his eyes, and then
some song would start playing, like "Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend."
Yeah. As you just see this pasty cat in this screen, no shirt.
I look like Tom Hanks from Castaway.
Showered in 2 days.
Yeah, I look like Tom Hanks from Castaway. So
Paul, that was awesome.
I think that 5 hours is a little under what it should be. If it's like you play all day every day, like if you play 12 hours a day for 5 days a week, sure, but not 5 hours a day. That's
five hours like a normal game session.
Yeah, Will, you and I were talking about this before. It's just like, you know, we would play 5 hours a day but we don't restrict ourselves to like stop to eat a freaking meal or go to the bathroom or any of that kind of stuff.
No, if I have to go to the washroom, I'll put down the controller and go to the washroom. Like yeah. that, if I didn't do that and I pissed my pants, then yes, I have a problem. But
yep, and the video game addiction wouldn't be the problem. It would just be the pants pissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I'm hungry, I literally go make food and come back like later on.
And it really helps when you're having a bad day on Fortnite too, because then you can be like, "Hey, I got eliminated right away. I'm gonna go make some lunch. Okay, bye."
Yeah.
So
pretty much. So like, I find like this article and the reports and whatever they looked into is based on a whole bunch of nonsense. A lot of people use games as well as stress relief, whereas some people use it as like the gym.
For hold off a sec. Who wrote this article too? Like, what source is this coming from?
I don't know, but my fiance got a hold of it
about stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was like a Facebook article, right? Because that's how everyone.
No, it was an actual article by a doctor that came out, and
okay.
Game addiction is now being considered a mental illness, like officially.
Okay. So it's
all bullshit.
Doctor.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I was. It's bullshit. Like the same thing. I was telling Cole when I drove into work on Thursday for my rap day. I was listening to the radio and they were talking about how much coffee it is, like how many cups of coffee it is you can drink to be healthy. You know, like if you have a cup of wine
right.
a glass of wine a day, it's supposed to keep cancer away or something. I don't know.
I heard one cup of coffee.
Yeah, this article said if you have this amount of coffee, you can live a longer life. Now, how many cups do you guys think this is per day?
Probably, like, two.
Paul?
No idea.
Mark?
I'm going to say one.
Six cups of coffee is healthy.
What? No, no. Have you seen anybody on six cups of coffee? Okay. They're like...
No, no. I mean, I can understand you not having them all at once, but even then, like, I mean, what if you only drink Starbucks or something?
Yeah, done by an actual British university with like all the doctors and stuff like that. Apparently, if you have six cups of coffee a day, you're going to be healthy and live a longer life.
No, that's not, dude. Coffee also caffeine dehydrates you too. So
yeah, I know.
I don't get how that. I want to see the science behind that.
And for every cup of coffee you drink, you're supposed to double your intake of water.
Yeah. So then for someone that would normally carry around like their gallon of water that they're drinking for the day, they would now have 2 gallons of water and 1 gallon of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
got my coffee over here.
Yeah. So
that was during work all day.
Yeah. If that was a work day, I'd just say I'm gonna stay by a lockup near the bathroom.
Yeah. But anyways, wildly off topic, not even video game related. But I want to see the science behind some of these articles because. That's a big claim to be like, oh, it extends your life. It's like, how did you prove that? Did you like give mice some coffee and like, oh yeah, they live 2 days longer.
But I brought that article up mainly because I wanted it to tie into what we were talking about with the mental illness article is that it all sounds like bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. So, anything left with Fortnite? We should move on to our next topic.
Basically, no. Like I said, everything for the season 5, it's been leaked, but we have no pictures to see what they look like, so nothing to really talk about.
All right, so
I think we've pretty much covered it all.
Pretty well, yeah. All right, so the next topic on our list is Anthem released a new gameplay trailer, gameplay video on YouTube, and we checked that out, and... A lot of it is similar to the one from... It probably is even the same one from
E3. It is E3 demo. It's just the extended version of what... they didn't show everything.
Yeah. So what were your initial thoughts, Will?
Well, the game still looks polished as hell. I still have a few questions. We're ways away from the release. But it's nice to see a lot more of the mechanics that they didn't show off in at the E3 tech demo, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and anyway, well, from what I saw, it's we will only follow the tank character, which is called the
Colossus.
The Colossus. Yeah, yeah, that sounds right. Okay, yeah. So we follow that character, and it. Yeah, he did exactly what he was designed to do. He tanked all the damage, but he was also hanging back, and there was a boss battle in there, and he was just laying out the heavy damage. So it was cool to see that
heavy weapons thing going on.
Yeah, it was cool to see him, but I wanted to see what the other javelins could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought the game looked beautiful too.
Yeah, it did definitely, and
it looks gorgeous.
We were still a little interested in how the flying mechanic works, and if you can do it forever. Within the demo, it kind of looked like you could fly forever because there was no gauge or anything that really showed you like how much more thrust or whatever you had in your jetpack.
I mean, it definitely looks like that at the very least they're letting you get where you need to go. You know, how would they stop you from just dropping on your objective and just you know.
Yeah, but it looks, if you looked at the beginning of that, the new video where they showed the map of the, like a bit of the map of the world, it looks like some of these objectives are quite a ways away from where you start, where the home base is.
Yeah, the beginning of the video, they showed the map of Anthem, and it's huge.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah. So that, well, and then, like I said this off the air, but now that consoles and all that have a much faster memory, you know, it's not like the NES that had like 128 megabytes of memory or whatever it was. You know, we have a lot more memory to play with, so all the maps that are coming out now are more vast and more filled with things to do. So yeah, Paul, what are you going to pick up Anthem?
I intend to. It's I hate to say I have misgivings about an EA game. They done me wrong before, but I, you know, it just looks so good, and I don't know, I think I'm gonna get it.
All right, sounds good.
I don't think I'm gonna pick this one up. This one just doesn't. It just, I don't know.
All right, we had this discussion before.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you look at it, I think didn't they say that they weren't putting loot boxes or anything in like that? Will.
Yeah, there would be microtransactions, but you'd be getting what you pay for.
Right.
Just make your javelin dance, you know.
I'm not gonna say I won't pick it up, but I'm gonna wait and see what. Like, I'm gonna definitely wait till it's released, and then we'll see what everyone says about it.
Yeah, we're still a ways away. Like, if they said at E3 they're in still in alpha stage or. Yeah, they're just getting out of alpha, so they're probably going into beta about now.
Well,
it doesn't release till February, they have I think we'll be able to see a lot more of Anthem in the coming months leading up to the release.
Yeah, and like you said when we're watching the video, Will, that the game already looks polished for being in an alpha stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look beautiful.
So, but definitely check out the gameplay video. It's on YouTube. Just type in, you know, Anthem gameplay video. Came out 2 days ago as of whatever today's date is, the 7th of July.
Have any of you guys seen the gameplay for Battlefield 5 yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that game makes me so happy.
Oh, my.
Can't even contain my excitement.
I've been watching some streamers play it, and Grand Operations, and then like the multiplayer, and like the maps, they look amazing. It looks so much fun.
Yeah, I'll be definitely playing this game for a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll be picking it up. I'm not going to be picking up Call of Duty this time.
I'm going to, but like I said, I'll probably trade it in for Battlefield 5 a week later, honestly.
So you know what? This is going to be this is an interesting time. I want to see, like, there's like Fortnite, Call of Duty, Battlefield 5, all these top games that are, like, these two are coming out. Like, I want to see what's going to happen. Right? Yeah. Is Battlefield 5 just... Is Fortnite going to get forgotten? Is Battlefield 5 and Call of Duty just going to start, like, running the show again like they have for the last few years?
This was teased, I think. I don't think Battlefield 5 has a free-for-all mode. Or Battle Royale mode, sorry.
Yeah, it does.
Does it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, they just haven't showcased it.
Yeah, so this is... It's interesting times.
Yeah, but I mean, what's his name? Or what's his name? Fortnite is still in the beta stage, isn't it?
I don't really know. Fortnite's a weird game because they said the Save the World mode should be available at the end of July, mid-August for everyone for free.
Or for free to play.
It used to be June. What happened to that?
No idea.
So, yeah, you know what? They're making a ton of money off of microtransactions, so
definitely.
They should just make it free to play.
Mm-hmm. I think it is going to stay. It's going to stay free to play. Fortnite is... It is what it is, and it is what it's going to ever be kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet you just off of the Red Knight skin they brought back for the last 2 days that they're going to make over a couple million dollars.
Yeah, they're
$30, almost $30 for that skin.
It's $33.49 a skin, and that's just for the skin. That doesn't include the glider or the pickaxe.
Well, the Red Knight doesn't have a glider. It just has a pickaxe and back bling, but the back bling comes with the actual skin cosmetic.
Yeah, sorry. The back bling always comes with the skin cosmetic. It's the glider and the pickaxe usually you have to pay for extra.
Yeah, so it's $2,800 for the skin and the pickaxe. So if you anticipate at least a million people paying for that at $30 a pop,
Maybe even more, because this was like one of the ones they had. This was like a rare skin, and all the people who had it were super choked. Epic was bringing it back because it just like makes theirs less rare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing that's going to happen too, is they're bringing in gifting. So like we all can trade skins.
I was just going to say, you know, makes their thing less rare. Like, who cares? Well, you can't sell it. But I guess you can now.
It's cool. It's almost like Pokemon card collection again, right? Like,
no, what's going to happen is someone's going to have the super rare skin or whatever, and then they're going to sell it. Like, literally be like, give me 10 grand, and then they'll gift it to them.
Dude, that's why... well, actually, I don't even know if you can do that. That's why there was a pro streamer named Tufu. He was part of the FaZe Clan. Yeah. And he got banned because he bought a kid's account that had all the skins on it from, like, episode 1 and on.
Right,
and yeah, they said no, you can't do that, so we got banned.
Wow,
they're gonna be watching it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, they banned his account on Fortnite, so he can't use it, so he just made a new account.
Well, yeah,
I see that's though, nice. Like, moving forward,
I think that's
the
dumb.
Gifting is already in the game. If you go into the last patch that was released last Tuesday, if you go into the menu where it has like the refund page, it says gift players on the bottom now.
Okay, so it's getting ready. It's going that way.
I'm going to say it'll probably launch with Season 5.
Yeah,
since they've already got it in the code.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like you said, I don't know if this is a good idea. I could, you know, maybe you got, like, you could gift your friend a skin, but that's $30 you're gifting them.
But no, it's more like trading though, right? Like, I'll trade you this guy for this guy.
Yeah, I guess, but is there going to be a limit to that? Is there going to be a limit? You can only do 3 refunds per lifetime.
Yeah, I get that, but that's a refund. Like, if I have a skin that I don't really care about or I don't use and it's just whatever, and then you really want that one, and then I'm like, well, I kind of want this one.
And you just should have done a trading thing, not a gifting.
Well,
I just see a lot of people getting screwed over with this, because if it's a gifting thing, you have to send the person the item and then expect to get something back.
I see.
I
see where you're coming
from.
I see
a lot of little kids just getting like...
They should have done a drag and drop where I'll drag my skin in and you drag your skin in, and then we can confirm at the... Yeah.
Hey, Mark,
but
you want
to have to gift it. It's
Mark,
you want to
trade my first edition special foil Charizard card for your regular Clefairy card? that's what this is gonna turn into.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
At the same time, is like, our skins don't have powers; they're just cosmetics, right?
I know, but like, yeah, I don't know. I just see this kind of going horribly wrong. But
yeah,
whatever, trial and error.
Can somebody have multiples of one skin?
No.
So you're always trading your only version of that skin.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's gonna work.
Yeah, interesting how that would work.
Well, we'll find out. Coming up on season 5.
Coming soon
for Fortnite. So, anyways, yeah, we went back to Fortnite, didn't we? We were like trying to move away from Fortnite, and then it just gravitates like.
Well, we talked Anthem and Battlefield 5 a bit too.
Yeah, and then we're like, hey, by the way, Fortnite. Oh man, maybe we are. Maybe we do have an addiction.
When I listen to this again, how I'm watch the conversation, how Battlefield turned back into Fortnite.
Yeah. No, we do have an addiction to Fortnite.
And I think the world has an addiction to Fortnite.
Yeah. You just thirst for that win, and then you never definitely. Get them.
It's funny, too, because like I said, I watch a lot of Twitch. I watch a lot of streamers, and most of it all is Fortnite. And, like, I agree. I'm kind of getting a little tired. I'd like a little variety, too. But so when you're watching other streamers who aren't playing Fortnite, the chat is just like, why aren't you playing Fortnite? When are you going to play Fortnite? This is doo-doo. Let's play Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we'll stream something different one day. We keep talking about this, but we'll do the Master Chief Collection Halo 1 co-op speedrun, because no one's really done that before.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely. I want to like stream like Quantic Games, like the Detroit, that game. That was really good.
Oh, I guess the only one I haven't played, and I played Indigo Prophecy. I didn't even know what the heck I was playing.
I loved Indigo Prophecy.
Oh, dude, you got to pick up Detroit Evolve Human, Evolve Human. You pick it up. It was awesome.
What happened was I ended up getting Dark Souls, came out the same day, and I had never played Dark Souls 1. So I'm playing the remaster with a friend that's like a Dark Souls veteran, and we're constantly making jokes about Detroit. We're like, oh, hold on, let me go to Detroit. You know, I got to become human in Dark Souls. You know, I'm gonna go to Detroit real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I've never been to Detroit, but it's a good time to go.
Well, apparently that's where you go to become human, so.
Yeah. Man, it's a huge game with, like, it's based on, like, racism and slavery and stuff like that. It's a definitely, like, story and maybe even game of the year. I'm throwing that out there. Low-key game of the year, though.
Oh, this sounds like a game Mark might have actually learned something from.
Dude, it taught me some things.
So, it came from Paul's mouth. The people in Florida are human. You got to go to Detroit.
Go to Detroit.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? And Detroit never built that RoboCop statue, so I don't know what to think now.
Yeah. I've only been to Florida once in my whole life, and the only thing I remember was how bad the water was.
Oh, the sink?
Yeah, like tap water. Oh,
I don't know. I know. I was born in New York, so I know how good the water in New York tastes. So that's, you know.
I can't. I don't know if that's sarcasm or not.
Truthfully, yeah. I like in New York, the water tastes better. And I guess so.
Well,
I remember going to San Francisco, and we played rugby out there, and there was a school. And I drank from one of the school's water fountains, and man, was that nasty.
Just pump it straight in from the swamp. Just like take out the leaves. It's like, there you guys go.
Mark, they changed the water just for your team.
Yeah.
Give you a handicap.
give them the swamp water.
Yeah. Here in Vancouver, like the water right off the mountains, off like the glacier peaks and stuff, it's like the freshest water I've ever tasted anywhere.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So, I mean, going from that to going to Florida's water was a huge. We
have a water table below us, and that's where we get all our water from, and we share that with like the Everglades, which is just a giant swamp where people still somehow live, and it's just it.
Yeah, but I'll be going back to Florida in February. I'm going on a cruise, yay, with the fiance. So yeah, it'll be good fun, and
she'll be the wife.
She'll be the wife at that time. Yeah. The wedding.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, the wedding's in 3 months, so we'll be taking probably a 2-week hiatus. So, because I have all the recording equipment, and Will doesn't know what any of the knobs on here do. So,
We might.
Don't worry, VGN fans. We'll give you a heads up before we're gonna take a hiatus this time.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just be like, hey,
stuff in advance.
Yeah.
And we could do that too.
For sure. We're gonna be, like we said in the last podcast, we're in the process of changing the way our podcast is going to be structured. We're not ready to release any details yet, but we told Paul about it. Paul, what are your initial thoughts?
I like it. I like it. I'm excited. To see the direction this goes.
There you go. So it's something to look forward to. And we're also going to launch a contest really soon here. It's going to be really cool. And we're looking forward to making your guys' days. So anyways, Paul, thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast. It was great to have you.
And this is one of the coolest things I've ever done. I don't know. Maybe I live a boring life. I don't know, but I definitely have had a lot of fun. And this is awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
You
awesome,
bet.
Man. We'll have to have you back on again as another guest because you were like one of our first fans.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying this. Yeah, I would definitely be out again.
And definitely go to our website and check out our shop. Choose anything you want. Let us know. We'll send it to you. So.
Thank you. Thanks for that too.
No problem. And everybody listening, definitely check out our shop. We got 5 great design shirts on there, and you can also get them in poster form if you're not into shirts. So definitely check that out. And check us out on our Facebook page, Video Games Now. And we're going to be signing off now. Anything to say, Will, before we sign off?
Not really. We're all very sorry about not really releasing as much content over these days. Work has been hectic. We will try to keep it now down to one podcast a week, but that will always be the minimum.
Indeed. If you guys worked one day in our industry, you'd get it. You'd be in craft service.
One day is like 3 days in our industry. So
yeah.
As a listener, I'm happy. I'm happy with that one.
Perfect. Okay, guys, thanks a lot, and we'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.